Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Good morning. How's everyone doing this blessed Monday morning? Good morning, Reverend Henry. How you feeling this morning?
Pretty good. How you doing this morning?
It's just a marvelous Monday here. We got to see it.
Marvelous.
Open our eyes one more time. He allowed us to open our eyes one more time. Rev, I really ain't got nothing this morning, but you know it's Black History Month. We try to do a little something there on Black History. Anyone wanna speak on it, hit the one button and speak on it right now.
Black History. There's a lot.
There's Black History every day, but this is the one that the government gave us to acknowledge it. But, you know, Black History is getting did every day. You know, every day something is going on that's creating Black History.
Yes, Loretta. That's a blessing and that's a good thing that we remember our history.
Rorenda, you open now. Rorenda.
Good morning.
Got a little background on there. There you go. We doing good there, bro. Rorenda, how about you?
Can't complain, man. Just here, you know. Like you say, we God bless us with another day to open our eyes, our mouths, our ears to listen, and to, you know, to do not our will but His will. So we here. We here. My.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I see you said something about Black History. I'm kind of a young buck, you know. So I don't know too much about the things that went on in our past days when probably like you and Reverend Harry and Reverend Eric and Brother D and everybody grew up in. You know, all I know is
hold on, Bro Randy. You didn't hear my statement? We're making Black History every day. You know something that's going on lately, just got to be back into slavery. It's every day, every moment. Somewhere, we making Black History. I'm going to be on mute for a minute, but I'm here.
Yes, Lord. Rev, how you feeling this morning?
Oh, man, just wonderful yourself.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we here. Talking about some Black history. I want to talk about the prophet Jeremiah this morning.
You got a little wind over there, bro, Randy. You got a little wind over. We can't hardly pull you out there.
That ain't me. I'm up to somebody else. I'm sitting right here on the couch quiet.
Okay.
I want to talk about a little bit about the prophet Jeremiah this morning, brother buddy.
You got the flow, bro.
Prophet Jeremiah. I was reading a little bit this morning, as I always do, Brother Nutty. I read to find myself improved, and, you know, I opened up the book to Jeremiah this morning. And as I was reading it, something hit me. Prophet was telling us here about the promises of God, and if we do this, the Lord would do that, and if we do our part, the Lord would do His part, and things of that nature. And I was reading over in Jeremiah 29, one of my model scriptures. One of my motto books I always read, because if you know, I always say my mother-in-law called me her Jeremiah. my mother-in-law called me her Jeremiah. And I always read over there. And something came across the table this morning that had me interested. Well, not that caught my attention. Jeremiah was telling us something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In Jeremiah 29. And I want to just read it a little bit, because this is a little bit on how we should live lives. You mentioned Black history, and this is a model on how we should do things. I was listening to Tony Evans this morning too. I listened to Tony Evans every morning. He was talking about how debt do us part, Reverend Henry. Debt.
You're right.
How, you know, us as people are naturally in debt.
Yeah.
And how, you know, I was always taught you can learn a whole lot about a person, Rev, if you could just see their bank statements and the way they spend their money and the way they do, the way they control their money. That tells you a whole lot about a person by the way they maintain their money and do and spend their money. He was saying how debt, we always, as a people, we always in debt because we don't first and foremost in the Lord and have trust in him with our finances. We don't tithe and offer the proper way. But we always wonder why we up to our nose in debt, Rev. Well, he was saying that, and he said something that moved, that touched me this morning. He was saying that we, just like, you know, the house note is due or the car note is due or things that you might have owed is due, you have to give to the Lord the same way.
Right.
And a lot of us don't understand that and don't understand why we are living so much in debt. It's like we always robbing Peter to pay Paul. We always behind. We always can never get a step ahead, man. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's because we don't trust the Lord with our finances. We don't give him his 10% first. We don't do things in a proper manner. So where the Lord said, you know, if you take one step towards me, I'll take three steps towards you. If you do what you're supposed to do, I'll do what I'm supposed to do. And then I read over in Jeremiah. And Jeremiah gave us a little something about it all tied together. It goes with planting a seed. I read somewhere, I don't know exactly what it says in the scripture. The seed must first fall in the ground and die for it to flourish and grow. And then you have to sow seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I'm there this morning, but I was just there because a lot of people don't understand why they always financially strapped. Why things and doors and windows don't open up for us all the time. When we always saying, don't nothing good never come my way. We have to take a look in the mirror and ask ourselves, are we doing what we supposed to do? Are we doing our part with our finances? And what I read over here today is Jeremiah 29. I'm going to start at verse 4. I'm going to get out the way, Ram. I don't know if you had anything, but I just want to read it real quick.
No, you good. You good. Go ahead.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you as humble as we can this morning, oh God. Thank you again for another day. Another day of your blessing, your favor, your grace, and your mercy, oh Lord. So we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus on God's plan right now, Father God, that you be in the midst right now, God, that you give us accurate understanding, Lord, and clarification of what it is you're trying to speak to us today. Lord, I ask that it flow off my tongue like the river of living water, oh God, that you remove anything that's not of your liking, oh God, so you can use me in a mighty way to speak your word boldly right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I just thank you, Father God, for the gathering. I thank you for the brothers and the sisters that came out this morning, oh God, to hear just a simple word from you. It's not our will, but let your will be done in us.
Yeah.
Move in the mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
I just was reading, Rev, and if you can help me out with this a little bit. Jeremiah was telling me something. I've read this a million times over, but I got something different out of it today.
Hey, Bro Randall, what chapter that was again, Bro Randall?
Jeremiah 29. I'm going to start at chapter, verse 4 right here.
29 and 4.
And when I read it, Pastor Tony Evans was talking about debt and the way we do our finances and the way we do things. And I read this, it gave me something different. Listen to what it really like, Brother Nutty. It says, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those who carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon." It said, listen what he said there. "Build houses and settle down. Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. Plant gardens and eat what they produce." My God. It says, "Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters into marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters." It says, "Increase in numbers there. Do not decrease. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile." Listen what the Lord says. It said, "Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prosper, you too will prosper." If it prospers, you too will prosper. He said, his mouth full there, Red. He said, "Pray for it, help me, Holy Spirit. Because if it prospers, you too will prosper."
Yes.
Listen to what it read like, Red. It said, "Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says." He told us something right here, Red. He said, "Do not let the prophets and dividers amongst you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, "They are prophesying lies to you in my name." Oh, see, when they get on TV, Rev, and tell you, see, we'll be misled about tithes and offerings because, you know, we see these fly-by-night preachers on TV telling you if you sow a seed, $1,000 of this, you'll get this kind of check in the mail, and you'll get this. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can do this, and if you do this and sow this seed, you will be able to walk right here. You will be able to heal right here. I seen something on the television the other night, Rev, where it was a guy that was supposed to be healing people somewhere, and he throw the water on their head, and they fall on the ground and fall out. There's a lot of nonsense, Rev. A lot of nonsense. It's listen what it read like. The word, the Jeremiah telling us this. It says, "Yes, This is what the Lord Almighty says, the God of Israel said, do not let prophets and dividers amongst you deceive you. Prayer, Reverend. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies in your name, in my name. He said they are prophesying lies in my name. Now, I'm not saying they're not prophets. The Lord is telling us something. He's teaching us something here. They could be prophets, Rev, but they're not using their profitability in the right ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're not using their profitability in the right ways, Rev. Oh, oh, he taught us something just then. It just hit me. He said they can be prophets now. But they're not doing the right thing with their gifts. He said they prophesying lies in my name. My God. See, that's why I run across this all the time, man, where people say, and I know you and Connor, you've been in the body of Christ a long time, Reverend. I know you done encountered it too, where people say, I ain't going to that church to get that church all my money. That church, that pastor driving this, or his house look like that. I ain't going to get that church all my. I ain't going to get that church my money. My God. Oh, see, we got to know how to navigate this thing, Reverend. We got to know how to separate it. The Lord telling us right here, he says, they are prophets, but they prophesying lies in my name.
Yeah.
My God. Listen, what it read like, man. It says, they are prophesying lies in my name. I have not sent them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, declared the Lord. He said, I have not sent them.
Yes.
This is what the Lord Almighty says. When 70 years are complete for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back. Listen to what he said, Rev. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Oh, help me. Oh, he said, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. After I do all the things and you do your part, I do my part. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. It's got to be the whole heart, though, brother. It's got to be the whole heart, though, brother. It can't be half. It can't be a third. He say, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. You got to give it all or nothing. Have you ever played poker? Yeah. You say, I'm all in. I'm all in. It's everything or nothing. With all your heart. Listen to what he read like. I will be found by you, declared the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. He will get you out this slump you're in. He will get you out that debt you're in. He will get you out that sickness you're in. He will get you out that struggle you in. He will get you out that addiction you in. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you put go all in with him, Reverend. When you go all in.
That's right.
Get out that niche you in. He will break that chain. He will loosen that stronghold. He will tear down that stronghold. He will help you over that mountain. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He will change things in your life when you go all in with him, Reverend. When you give him your whole heart. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. When you give them everything and come to them and complete surrendering and come to the altar and leave it there, Reverend, and say, Lord, it's time. I need you to move in a mighty way. Oh, I remember praying a prayer, Rev, on a day-to-day basis. I dropped to my knees, and I say, Lord, Lord, it's time. I need you to move in me in a mighty way. I'm going all in, man. I say, I'm handing it all over to you, Lord. I'm all in, my God.
Yes.
Use me for whatever it is you need to use me for, oh God. No matter what it is, Reverend, I told the Lord I had countless nights on my knees, and I said, just use me, oh God. I know I'm a piece of junk. I know I'm a piece of filth. I know I did some things that's not in your life, and oh my God, but just use me for whatever it is you need to use me for. I'm coming. I'm here. I'm here. I'm all in. Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
My. Listen to what it read like, where he said, I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declared the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. It says, you may say, the Lord has raised up prophets from us into Babylon. Say, the Lord, you will say, the Lord has raised us Babylon. But this is what the Lord says about the king who sat on David's throne and all the people who remain in the city. Your fellow citizens who did not go with you into Babylon. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will send the sword. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is what he say, Rev. I will send the sword, plague against them, and I will make them like figs that are so bad they cannot be eaten. My God.
Mm-hmm.
My God. He said, I will send plagues and famine against them, Rev.
Mm-hmm.
I will send it against them. My God. And I will make them like figs that are so bad they cannot be.
Yeah.
This is what he said, man.
Mm-hmm.
I will pursue them with the sword, feminine plague, and will make them abhors to all the kingdoms of the earth, a curse and an object of horror, of scorn and of reproach amongst all the nations where I drive them. For they have not listened to my words, Rev. See, when you're all in, you're listening, Rev.
Mm-hmm.
When you're all in, you're listening. But he said, they have not listened to my words, so I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to send famine and plague on the land. I'm going to make them, I'm going to curse them, Rev.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bro Rand.
Yeah.
I said, it just hit me here. You know,
come on,
I'm listening to you. It's a gift. You read somewhere a while ago, said give all your heart to him. You know, it tell you, when you give your heart, you're going all in, you trust. And somewhere I heard a song say, trust in the Lord. They say, trust in the Lord. So, and then I also heard the Lord won't let you down, but man will. So when you go all in with the Lord, you give him trust, you give him love, and he'll never let you down. And he's the on-time God. It just hit me. I just thought about that. That faith, that mustard seed, it's growth.
Mm.
He said, when you gave him your heart, you died.
Mm.
You just died. And you're gonna regrow. You're gonna start back growing again when you trust in him. I just had to say that. It just hit me. It just hit me when I thought about it. When you give all your heart to him, you dying that carnal mind and stuff. You trusting him. You turning up all your faith over to him.
Yeah.
You're gonna start growing again. You're gonna reprint it. You're gonna prosper. You're gonna shine bright. You know, you're gonna get bigger. Things
yeah.
gonna come to you. Not. Bro, I'm back on mute.
Brother Nutty, before you go, Brother Nutty, I've learned in this small time that I've been running this race and trying to serve the Lord with all boldness and all gladness and try to do right by him. Like I said, I came to him. I got on my knees and I said, I'm all in. I'm all in. I've learned in this small time where, you know, if you're going to bet anything, oh God, Brother Nutty, bet on the Lord. If you're gonna bet anything, bet on him.
put it in his name.
Yeah. If you're gonna trust in anybody, trust in him. I was reading something, Brother Nutty, about a couple years back where the pastor say his daddy would come in from work, right? And his daddy would mm-hmm. sit him on top of the refrigerator. He was a little boy. He'd sit him all the way up there on top of the refrigerator. And he'd jump off, and the daddy would catch him every time. He said he just knew his daddy was going to catch him every time. My God. He would jump off, and the daddy would catch him. He would jump off, and the daddy would catch him. And that's just how the Lord do us. We can trust that. He trusted that every time he jumped off that refrigerator, his daddy was going to be right there to catch him. We got to lean on the Lord like that. We got to lean on him like that. We got to trust in him like that with everything, with our whole heart. Oh, my God. With everything.
Mm-hmm. My God. Show him. Show, and, you know, when you trust in him, and you get your whole heart, you trust and you respect his decision, too. Oh,
yeah.
It's a whole lot of meat there.
Yeah. You
got to
know.
I got a little noise. Hey, bro, Rand, I got a little noise. I'm going to have to go to mute, but I'm listening, bro.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
My. I'm almost done, Rand. It says, let me get back to the word of God. It says, for they have not listened to my words. Jeremiah 29 and 19, I'm at. They have not listened to my words, declared the Lord. Words that I sent to them again and again. By my servant, the prophets. He said, they ain't listen to the prophets, man. It says, and you, exiles, have not listened either, declared the Lord. My. It says, therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all you exiles who I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. This is what the Lord Almighty says, the God of Israel. It says, who are prophesying lies and to you in my name. I deliver them into the hands of Nazareth, king of Babylon, and he will put them to death before your very eyes. See, I'm going to stop right there, Red, because it's telling us that we're going to see the ones that's doing it, prophesying them. And lying in the Lord's name, we gonna see.
Mm-hmm.
He said, before our very eyes, we gonna see them. Something just hit me, man. It said, before our very eyes, we gonna see them. We gonna see them be put to death.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Mm.
My God.
That's it.
This was because of them, Rev. Listen what it's saying.
Yeah.
He's teaching us something. Now, all the exiles from Judah who are in Babylon will use this curse. May the Lord Zechariah and Ahab, who the king of Babylon, burn in the fire. For they have done outrageous things in Israel. They have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives. And in my name, they have uttered lies. Right? They have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives. And in my name, they have uttered lies, which I did not authorize, the Lord said. I know it, and I am a witness to it, declared the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got to say, real. I was just reading over there in Jeremiah, and he was telling us the haves and haves of how we should do things. And I felt like it tied in what I was listening to this morning with Tony Evans about, you know, how we should live and how we should, what we should do. We should trust in the Lord. We should go all in with him, with our finances, with our spiritual life, with our being, being the head of the household and, you know, trusting in the Lord for even the smallest decisions, from the smallest to the biggest decisions in life, you know?
That's right.
I may sound crazy, but you know, sometimes when I go to the restaurant, I can't decide what I want to eat. I say, okay,
oh yeah,
help me with this, man. Help me. If it's just me, just let me know. I may say, oh God, oh Lord, just help me with this, Holy Spirit. What should I eat today? Mm-hmm. Or what should I do today? Or should I be here today? Should I go there today?
Beautiful.
Or is that a good idea? Or is that a good idea? I pray about every time.
Beautiful.
My God. Because I'm all in, Reverend.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
Yeah.
And I trust in the Lord so much to where I, from the smallest to the biggest decisions in my life, I go to him for guidance, for instructions, to lead me, to tell me that's being all in. I'm not saying I don't make some mistakes and stumble and fall sometimes, Reverend.
That's right.
But Reverend Brown always say, it ain't about how you fall, it's about how you get up.
That's right. That's right.
And that's all I got today, real. God be in the blessings of his word. That's all I had.
That's beautiful. Very cool. God bless you. Good word. Talking about the lying prophet that was lying to the deceiving the Jews, Babylon. It was lying, it was bad. Oh, hallelujah. To the people of the Lord, you know, and it's bad when you can't trust one, you know, they're pretending to be a prophet, pretending to, and instead of them, let the Lord use them, they use the Lord. We have a lot of that today, but I'm so glad that God still has a way of getting messages and the truth out, and he will let those be exposed right before your eyes. He will let you see. So we thank God for this lesson today. Yet God still reminds me of his communication with me. His communication. Beautiful lesson today. We have God bless us with our honorable Amy to send in a beautiful golden nugget, as we call them, the factory of sadness. The factory of sadness. Our hope and peace are found in Jesus. It says the broken world was lived in can be a factory of sadness. The broken world we live in can be a factory of sadness. There seems to be an endless supply of heartache and disappointment. Yes, but yet the followers of Christ has hope, not only in the life to come, but for this very day. Jesus said, I have told you these things so that they in me you may have people, so that in me you may have peace. Praise the Lord. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Beautiful. The factory of sadness. John 16. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Revelation 21:4. And today's read, John 16:28-33. Truly, God will wipe every tear from their eyes, but keep your hope in Jesus. It'll help you when the factory of sadness seems to be all around. Oh, hallelujah. Does it spark joy? Does it spark joy? Our focus on the Lord is the beginning of joy. Looking at our everyday tasks, we see that all of our, thank you, Jesus, looking at everyday tasks and responsibilities, we see that all of them are enjoyable. Praise the Lord. But we can ask, how can these spark joy in God? Heart and in my own, a change in my way we do things can bring a transformation in the way we feel about them. Praise the Lord. A focus on the Lord is the beginning of joy. Does it spark joy? Yes. Praise the Lord. Philippians 4:4-9, and also Philippians 4:8, it said, finally, brethren and sisters, whatever is true, notable, right, pure, lovely, marvel, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Martha. Also, she sends another one. Getting what we want. Getting what we want. What do your desires and goals tell you about your heart? What do you need to give to God today? Praise the Lord. What does your desires and your goals, what does it tell you about your heart? What do you need to give to God today? Give him your whole heart. Hallelujah. And watch him do a remarkable thing. Yes, it will speak joy. Leaving the outcome to God is only path to peace and joy. Hallelujah. When we get what we want, and when we want God, hallelujah, give us what we need. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you for those golden nuggets. You can cherish that. The factory of sadness, does it sport joy in getting what we want? God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Beautiful today. Will there be push of the one button? to thank God for this lesson today. May one prayer. May one of Lord understand that we here. Praise the Lord. Amen.
What do you say, Bro Ranch?
I ain't been on my brother. I'm saying, my.
Yes, sir. At this moment, Reverend Henry, no one hit the one, bud.
No one hit the one, bud. Man.
Just pray for me. I do want you to pray for me and my wife. She lost her brother last week, and this week gonna be hard. It's gonna lay him to rest this weekend. So give her strength, give me strength for her, and pray for the rest of my family as well.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, well, we thank God today for this time that he has given us, what he has allowed us to experience, how he has communicated with us once again. We want to kind of thank him for reminding us how to treat his people and reminding us if we be false to the people, what he will do. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad how the Lord still keeps us on this straight and narrow path. How he continually just tells us the do's, the don'ts. Yes, the yes and the no, the yay, yay, and nay, nay. And we, if he keep us in this way, we keep listening to him. Hallelujah. Those factories of sadness will be factories of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we listen to his word, it will spark joy within us. And truly we will get what we want. And what we want and what we desire is more of him, like Brother Rance said, all in. Hallelujah. When we seek God with our whole heart, see, he wants your whole heart so he can shape you, make you, mold you what he would have you to be. Hallelujah. And when we seek him and find hallelujah, when we still seek him, we will find that we're seeking for. Hallelujah. And give him your whole heart. Oh, ain't nothing better. Ain't nothing better. We thank God. Thank God today. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come, Father, with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. So thankful for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, how you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. You gave us this day our daily bread, Father. Thank you, Father God, for leading us in the path. Hallelujah. The path that will take us home to you. So we tell you, thank you, Father. Those one that you have called home to yourself, Father, we ask that you give, hallelujah, hallelujah, peace, hallelujah. Oh, put your arm of protection around bereaved hearts, Father God. Many are bereaved in this land. It seems like the, oh, hallelujah, is death all around us, Father God. But we thank you, Father God, for, oh, Brother Nutty, how he has requested that would give strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He say this week will be hard. Have to lay a loved one, a brother-in-law to rest. But Father God, I know. And many of us know that you can give strength. Hallelujah. So it don't have to be as hard. You can uphold and lift. Hallelujah, Father God, in a way that no one else can do, Father. So we ask in the name of Jesus, Father. Look upon that family, Father, and carry them in this time of bereavement and in days to come, Father God, when that spirit of hurt would come, missing would come, you would feel it with your love, with your joy, with your peace, with your happiness, with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, Father. We just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. We love you for this opportunity that you've given us, that we may commune with you, sup with you, oh, Father God, be intimate with you, give you our whole heart, Father. So we just want to tell you, Lord, we thank you. We love you. Thank you for blessing us, Father God, this day. Thank you for having your way with us this day. Thank you for the message and the messenger. Oh, Father God, these prayers we ask that you, oh, Father, hallelujah, would let them move in our hearts, and as they move in our hearts, go up to you, that they may become to your sweet odor, hallelujah, and they come through the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Hear our prayer and grant us thy peace in Jesus' name. Thank you for Martha, that the continually blessing her, that she may be a blessing to thy people. It is in the name of Jesus we pray and we thank you, Lord. Continue praying for this corona, Father God, and all diseases of affliction across the land, Father God. We protect your children, Father God. Hallelujah. And even those that trying to make you their choice, Father, even those that are out the ark of safety, Father God, even those that do not believe, touch their mind, Father God, let them know, hallelujah, to accept the truth before it's too late. In Jesus' name, just Lord, we just want to say thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I give myself away.
Yeah.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them, here I am.